The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I am doing well, Carrie. Good afternoon to you.
That is song boy. My paws raised, no? My paws raised all the way up. Look like it's still happening. What's going on here? Wow.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something. We have to keep doing what we're doing. Okay? Like, you and I have to keep these conversations going. Because there's so many pieces that are falling into place. And, you know, the gentleman who writes the song, he's listening, by the way. So, shout out.
Yes. Oh, hey, yes. That song was amazing. It really had me speechless. Now, tell us his name. And where can we find his music? Can we find it on YouTube? Let us know.
Well, I know he has Spotify. I don't know about the YouTube. I'm assuming there's a YouTube. But you know what, Jimmy Sinclair, you're listening. Why don't you just go ahead and call? Well, Melissa, I guess you're going to give the numbers.
Yes.
So maybe he could call in and give that details. But, you know, phenomenal person. Very, very creative, as you can see, and supports men mental wellness. So we have done some collaborative work before, and he sent me a couple of things to listen to, and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be doing the entire month talking about suicide prevention. And then he sent me this one after. He said, well, if you're going to talk about suicide, you should listen to this one. And it's just, it's real, because that is the story of so many.
Wow, what an amazing tune. And I mean, September is Suicide Prevention Month, and this topic is quite touchy, because persons don't like to speak about it. But I think it's being a taboo subject, I think we should start talking about it more, because a lot of persons are affected by it. And even some, I'm actually in a group. There's a WhatsApp group that actually, like, people who feel depressed and everything like that, they could, when they join the group, other persons will, you know, talk to them. And, because sometimes people just need someone to listen to them, you know. And I've interacted with a few persons, and I didn't tell them who I was exactly. But when they reached out to me and I talked to them, and they just really need somebody to hear them out, you know, and it starts there, right?
So No man is an island. No man is an island. I mean, when God created man not meaning the male, but man meaning human being, he said, well, how good man to be alone?
Correct.
Know? And we have a need, a physiological need to be with others. And so it's important that this month, more than ever, we want to be talking about mental wellness all the time. Mm-hmm. We want to be talking about suicide prevention all the time. But the fact that a month is designated for that, and then September 10 is World Suicide Prevention Day. So there's actually a day designated also. And I want to encourage people, check on those people in your life, especially your strong friends.
Yeah, the happy ones.
Who are always happy, right? The ones who always seem like they get it together. The ones who always seem busy. You know, check on those people in your life.
Yes. Well, let's start with breaking the silence, because I mean, as I mentioned before, people don't like to talk about it, but we are here to break that silence, and we want to start reducing the stigma around mental health. All right, so talk to us, Dawn. Why do you think that men in particular, let's deal with men, because this is mental, which we do every Tuesdays, right? Why do you think men in particular find it harder to talk about their emotions or even struggles with mental health?
Oh, man. Well, men have been trained to keep quiet, suppress your emotions, because if you express them, it makes you appear weak, which is a myth.
Yeah.
I need the men listening to understand that that's a myth. We've been talking about this for weeks upon weeks. It takes a strong person to express their vulnerability. And the one example I use all the time is even from childhood, when if a little boy should fall and hurt himself, you'll hear people say, stop the crying. Are you a girl or a man up? Or big boys don't cry. That's a favorite That's a famous one. Big boys don't cry. And so when you're hurting, you learn to suppress your emotions because big boys don't cry.
Yeah.
And so I think our men have been socialized to internalize their emotions and bottle it up. Mm. Now, hear this. The statistics shows that men, the suicide rate among men compared to women is more than twice.
Wow.
So you can understand why a man is more than twice as likely to kill himself than a woman, because women will find our girlfriends and we'll just talk it through or cry through. Men, they're trying to bottle up all of this. And man left to himself, Carrie, is either going to implode or explode. And we see that. We see that with the suicide rate. And I'm actually going to be sharing some statistics from the World Health Organization, you know, throughout this segment.
Yes. Now, you mentioned the whole, you know, men, you have to man up. Boys, you have to man up. Or stay strong. Or don't take it on. Don't take it on. It will go away. How does this type of thinking or even saying to men, and I'm talking from a woman's perspective, because a lot of our women, a lot of us, we tell our men that. We say, well, man up now. What kind of man you is? And why ain't stay strong? Don't study that, it will go away. But how does that kind of thinking and that kind of responses that we as women do and we give them, how does it contribute to silence around suicide and depression?
Well, just think about it. I mean, if you're telling a man to man up, and what kind of man are you? You are emasculating him.
Mm.
And when a man feels emasculated, he's going to withdraw.
Hmm.
So as a woman, you know, this is where I get beat up, because the facts, men have done some cruel things to us over the years. Facts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let us not deny the fact that women have used their speech to verbalize and abuse our men for centuries.
Hmm.
And when a man does not feel safe, he's never going to open up with you.
Right.
If a man does not feel safe with his woman, he's not going to come home and say, hey, I get fired. He's going to ride that baby out and you're not going to know.
Hmm.
You may see the changes in his behavior. And so as a woman, my charge to women are always, try a little bit harder to curb your word. I said this before on this program. There's a fool and a king in every man. The one that you talk to is the one that will
respond.
Up.
Yeah. Wow.
So think about that. How do you speak to a king?
Mm.
And it doesn't mean that if they're not showing up as a king, you don't speak to them that way. Because I think a lot of time we said, well, when he start doing this and when he start act like a man and when he start, you are responsible for your action.
Yeah.
Just like men are responsible for their action.
Mm.
And if we just learn to change our words, our speech towards our men, Kara, it's not easy being a man. I'm not a man yet. I'm not a man. But I speak with so many men. I work with men. When I hear their stories, I am glad that I'm not a man.
A man. Wow.
Because it's not easy being a man. It's just not. You just think about it. You know, think about if you're in the house, you know, with your spouse and there's a noise. Don't you expect him to get up and go find what that noise is?
Mm.
Right? If something is broken, don't you expect him to fix it?
Yeah.
Right? If the bills are due, don't you expect him to pay it?
Mm-mm.
Now, where do they go to say, ouch?
Correct.
Where do they go?
Yeah.
And this is why the suicide rate is double for men.
And this brings me to the next question, because you moonwalk us straight into it. What can we as women do? And I'm talking from a woman's perspective. As I mentioned before, we as women, we don't speak to the kings in our men. We don't speak to, we just most, well, sometimes we just speak to the fools in them. All right. So for us to speak to the kings and our men, what can we as women do to create the safe spaces where men feel comfortable opening up without fear or judgment? How can we start that?
Brilliant question. So the first thing that we have to do as women is learn to communicate, or let's say listen to understand, not just to respond.
Listen to understand. Mm-hmm.
That's the first place we need to start, because most of the time, a man will start to say something and we hear something different because we're emotional beings. Mm-hmm. Men are logical beings, so they're always going to look for solutions. If there's a problem, the man is busy in his head trying to figure out how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to address our emotions. So if a man come and say X, Y, Z, and you are ready to flip, you keep your shut down. So no matter how tough the conversation is, as a woman, lean in to what he's saying. Instead of start to yap, yap, yap and defend, and just listen to understand where he's coming from, his point of view.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that we can start with. Listen to understand, not listen to react or to respond. All right. The second thing that we can do, be a little bit softer.
Be a little bit softer.
Gentler.
I don't mean soft to mean
let somebody walk all over you. That's not the soft I'm talking about. I'm talking about gentleness, meekness, softness.
The feminine side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just be a little bit softer with our men. And we don't always have to be on the defense, you know. And number three, which is a big deal, because I see it in so many relationships when I have to work with couples in my therapy sessions. Sometimes we bring things from different relationships.
Mm.
And, well, I'm not going to let another man do this to me because Tom and Harry and Jack being done do that to me, and I'm not gonna. And we put up this wall against Jim, who never heard us.
Yeah.
And so he gets the short end of the stick. What am I saying? I'm saying, as a woman, heal from the things that are hurting you. Heal from those things. Get the help that you need so that you can show up for this relationship. Because just think about it, Karen. Irregardless of what happened in your past, if you make a decision to be in a relationship with someone, relationships on a whole require certain attributes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, well, I'm tough because, you know, this one did this, and it's a man that is men, you know.
And a lot of us are like that, eh? I must say.
Absolutely.
And I know it has some part of me, Dawn, I'm saying here. Some part of me, it mightn't be a big part, but there's a part of me that be like, when I reach a block stage, I bring all that in me. And sometimes I just had to get pulled back. I'll be like, hey, Carrie, you know you're doing it again. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can't say this enough, because whenever I speak to the women, many times the women beat up on me. So I'm not saying that men have not done us wrong. Trust me, they have. I have my own stories. Okay? But what I'm saying is that we are responsible for our actions.
Correct.
And don't give him ammunition. So I have never been in a relationship. Well, this is my side of the story. I've never been in a relationship where a man can say, well, she disrespected me, or she called me names, or I'm not that. I'm not giving you that over me. So I am saying, even if a man is doing his crap, you still have a role and a responsibility as to how you show up.
Correct.
The fact remains that because we're talking about suicide, we have a role to play in the support, in asking them, babe, how was your day today? How was work going? And I'm learning that men want to be called babe and honey.
I remember you said that a few sessions.
I'm learning.
That was a thing.
I'm learning.
They love it. And honey, and babe.
Carrie, several of the shows you will tell on yourself.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
This is me telling on myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to learn that. Because I'm calling you by your name.
Yeah. No, that is not legal. It is not legal. So, Dawn, listen, we're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want us to discuss the warning signs and how to respond. And I wanted to tailor to us as women to see how best we can help our men, our kings. All right? So we're going to take a quick break.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hey, guys, welcome back. This year, Guardian Media Limited celebrates the 100 years of the Trinidad and Tobago newspaper. To mark this milestone, we're giving the nation, we're giving you a special gift, a free trial of our digital Guardian. Now, since 1917, we've proudly served you, bringing the stories that matter straight to your homes. And now, in this digital age, we're making it easier than ever to access the news you love right at your fingertips. Now, getting your free digital subscription is simple. It's easy. All you need to do is scan the barcode on the newspapers, on our social media pages, or wherever it pops up, and you're in. Don't miss this limited time offer. Celebrate your preferred newspaper, the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian, and experience over a century of trusted journalism digitally. 108 years. Congratulations going out to the Guardian newspaper. Let's get back into it. 625-2257 or 627-3223. This is Mental, which we do every Tuesday. It's right here on Freedom 106.5 FM with Dawn Petgrave. Hello, welcome back.
Thank you, Carrie.
Nice. So before we went to the break there, we were talking about, you know, how we as women can have make the safe space for our kings, for our men, right? And you see, during this entire program here, I'm going to refer to our men as our kings because we hardly ever call it out, all right? So our kings, you mentioned how we can make a safe space for them. Let's talk about the warning signs and how to respond. Are there warning signs that our kings might show differently than women when they're struggling with suicide thoughts?
Yes. Again, because women are so emotional, we can see everything on our face, and most of the time we could barely keep back.
Yeah.
You know something is wrong with your woman, but there are times when we don't see the warning signs for our men, unfortunately. Look at that dancer Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Twitch?
Yeah.
Twitch was always happy, always dancing, until boom, we hear Twitch committed suicide.
Mm.
Think about that.
And even the funny guy too. I can't remember his name.
Oh yes, white guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Doodle.
Yeah.
Dr. Doodle. Yeah. But think about it. For us to see the warning sign, it means you have to know your person. You have to know your person.
Mm.
And for you to know your person, it means that you need to be spending time with them. So if they become withdrawn, which most of the time they're going to try so hard not even to show you because they don't want you to know. Mm-hmm. So this is why closeness in a relationship is so important, right? So look for them becoming withdrawn, or look for them doing behaviors that are abnormal. So they were never a drinker, but all of a sudden they're drinking. They were never a smoker, but all of a sudden they're smoking. Pay close attention if they start giving away their stuff. Just all of a sudden they just want to give away things. Look around if you see any form of instruments or medication or things that were not there before. You know, pay close attention to that. But for the most part, what you're doing, you're looking for abnormal behaviors. If this person was always quiet and all of a sudden they become loud and happy and just always want to, you know, have fun all the time, pay close attention. And then the flip side also, Karen, if this person was always fun and always going out and all of a sudden they want to be locked up in the room, they don't want to go out, They don't want to play sports anymore. They don't want to see their other kings. They don't want to hang out with their boys. They don't, I mean, pay close attention to those things. Kamala Mann and her husband. I was watching an interview when the husband was talking about his depression, and he was expressing in his interview how intentional he was about hiding the signs from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she started crying because she was saying that if she has a headache, he knows, he figure out something is wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt so terrible that she did not see the signs of him being in depression. I'm sharing this story because men are not going to put pressure on the people that they're supposed to be protecting.
Yeah.
So a lot of times they isolate themselves. They isolate the fact that they're really hurting. Again, this is why you need to be all up in their business lovingly. Babe, how was your day today? How are you doing? How is work?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna go grab something to eat? I mean, just the form of closeness that we need is like, you know, you have a newborn baby and you try to give them to a stranger and they start kicking and screaming. And the minute that parent takes them back, they become calm.
Yeah.
And that's the space we need to be creating mm-hmm. for each other, so that when something is really going on, you're the first one they can come to and say, honey, I'm not doing well.
Mm.
And let me point this out. If somebody say to you, I'm better off dead, don't take that lightly. If somebody said, you know, something like, man, I wish I could just walk out in a car, or I should just kill myself. Mm. Or if you hear those things, please take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Call the police. Okay. Suicide is a crime, believe it or not. It's a crime.
Mm.
So we have a responsibility to each other. Don't take those things seriously. If somebody should blatantly come to you and say, Terry, I feel like killing myself, your next question to that person is, you know, I'm sorry you're feeling this way. What would you do?
Right.
You still want to know. Ask the question. You still want to know because it's making them think.
Yeah.
And it's giving you information. So let's say most of the time men will just shut themselves, get it over with and done. Women will probably say, oh, I'll probably use some pills or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then as a friend or as a spouse, you need to ensure that there are no such things
yes.
in the house. If somebody say, you know, I would just shoot myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that person needs to safeguard their weapon.
Yeah.
You know, if this is somebody that's in law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
I know one of the things that they do is they would have to turn their guns in.
Yes.
Until they get the necessary help. So let's mm-hmm. be having these conversations and asking the questions.
Correct. So Dawn, we are just a few minutes away, just about a minute away from our 4 p.m. news. But when we come back, what we do have is an afternoon poll question. And I'm going to surround the question where callers call yes or no. They would call, and it's going to be surrounding the Suicide Prevention Month. All right? So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. We'll ask the poll question, and we'll get our views from the listeners. Yeah? So we're going to take a quick break. We're headed back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
You're here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith. This is Mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And today we are on the topic. It's all about Suicide Prevention Month. That's September. So I've decided to bring our OOP poll, our OOP question, the Overdrive Opinion Poll, which we do every day after the 4 p.m. news. And our question today is, do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Do you believe that knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Give me a call. 625-2257 or 627-3223. We'll just be taking a few calls. This is the OOP question for this afternoon. The Overdrive Opinion Poll, which we do every day. Do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Answer yes or no. Let's hear who is there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, Carrie.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, that's one. Let's get another one. 625-2257. The Overdrive Afternoon Poll. Do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Let's hear from you. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, Carrie, yes.
Yes, buddy, thanks so much. That's another yes. Thank you so much for participating. 625-2257 or 627-3223. The Overdrive Opinion Poll, the OOP poll question today is, do you believe knowing warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Call me and let me know. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Tabakit said no.
Tabakit said no. Thank you so much, Tabakit, for participating. 625-2257. The Overdrive Opinion Poll, which we do every afternoons after the 4 p.m. news. Let's hear from you. Do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Let's hear from you. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Kirep, yes. Thank you so much, Kirep, for your call. Thanks so much for participating. Let's take another phone call. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Hey.
The answer is 100% yes.
Thank you so much for participating. The Overdrive Opinion Poll. Just have a couple more calls, maybe about three or four. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? What say you? Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. All right, so try me back. 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send me a message via WhatsApp at 306-1065 in today's afternoon poll. The Overdrive Opinion Poll. Do you believe knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Let me check on the WhatsApp. Pleasantville says yes. Thank you so much, Pleasantville, for participating. Give me a call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Good afternoon, Carrie V. Kunupia says no. Thank you so much, Kunupia, for participating. Let's take one more phone call, 625-2257. Or 627-3223. This is the Overdrive Opinion Poll. And today's question is surrounding September being Suicide Prevention Month. And we are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith. It's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays. And today, we are talking about that. So I decided to surround our afternoon poll around our topic. Do you believe in knowing the warning signs of suicide could save someone's life? Arima says yes. Thank you so much, Arima. Good afternoon, Carrie V. Port of Spain says yes. Thank you so much, Port of Spain. One more. Yes, I believe so. Where are you sending me from? Yes, I believe so. All right, Stacy, thanks so much for that. So, guys, and there you have it, 8 minutes after four. That was
the best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.